2, on finding functional faith. If God be the giver of life and His Spirit within the essence of our being, how do we get in touch with God? How do we get Him to dwell within us? If you want to get in touch with persons, you simply talk to them. If you want to get in touch with God, you simply talk to Him. So talk to God and ask Him for His help. He responds to you by touching your spirit, by awakening the desire to know He is there. But how will I really know? What will He do for me? Seek not what He will do for you. What He does in you shows He is there. But persons I can see and hear, I know that they are there. God is more real than they, as spirit is more real than flesh or matter. What do you mean? I don't understand. The flesh you see, it's your natural self. It pertains to the body and mind. It's what you think and feel and see. The spirit is more than that. It functions beyond the mind. It sees what the eyes can never see and hears what the ears can never hear. It senses what the mind cannot possibly know and believes what reason cannot confirm. It gives the substance to human relationships that stay beyond actions and words. It loves when the feelings are void of affection and trusts when the reasons for faith are not there. It blankets the mind with an aura of peace when human emotions run wild with despair. But what must I do? What are the rules? What does He expect of me before He will hear me? Do nothing but talk to Him. The rational mind can only cry out to God. It cannot find Him or define Him unless the inner spirit is renewed. But He will not hear me, so I've heard, until I first confess my sins and change my ways and promise ever to live for Him. But none of that is possible until your spirit is renewed, and your spirit will only be renewed when God has heard your cry and comes to you. If the spirit be not touched by God, the depth of sin can have no meaning. But when His spirit comes to you, He stirs the strings of failure and remorse. But what of Christ? Unless I know Christ, so I am told, and own Him as my Savior and Lord, I cannot even speak to God. Christ is but the face of God to man. When you talk to Christ, you are talking with God. When you are filled with Christ, you are filled with the Spirit of God. And yet, when you talk to God, you are talking, in fact, to Christ. There is no touch between man and God except through Christ, the face of God to man. Christ, as Jesus came to earth, God in human form, on earth He died, sharing full the accursed depths of sin. As God, He rose again and thus expressed His power over death and sin. He joined in death His creatures, that they in life could join with Him. But I really do not understand how Christ can be Jesus and God and man. How much must I know before I can walk in peace with Him? Do you think God hears you for what you know? Must you be a theologian in order to come to Him? The prophets and sages through the ages of time have not comprehended the nature of God. Jesus said, "Come unto me, your soul will find rest, for I am lowly and meek and easy to know." And John, his apostle, said, "As many as received Him, He gave them the power to become the children of God." Jesus and all the apostles agree eternal life is a free gift of God. There is nothing required before God can give it, nothing except the desire to come. But I have been told that faith is the ultimate key. Without it, my prayers will never be heard, and God will not come to dwell with me. Yet how in the world can I ever achieve it? It stands like the Matterhorn between me and God. Before its awesome, invincible height, I languish in the lowlands of vain human longing. And even should confidence carefully crafted arise in a noble moment of hope, it vanishes quickly in a fleet glimpse of guilt or the slightest zephyr of withering doubt. If faith be so fickle, what chance have I chained in the dark of the human Bastille? Who but the angels could dare contemplate a constant, unchangeable concourse with God? There is no chance at all for human minds to fashion faith. It comes to you, a gift from God, when you, in search of truth, reach out to Him. But I have sought for faith so long, and I have not found it, I confess. Why have I ever sought in vain? What is there that I have failed to do? Nothing and everything is the puzzling paradox. All your human effort is destined but to fail. You have failed to do everything, for there is nothing in your human mind from which to fabricate the sense of God. the sense of that which is beyond the mind. And yet in nothing have you failed. The faith you seek you have already. If you did not have it, you would not be reaching out for God. Something in you seeks for God. You know not what or where, and yet you know to seek beyond the realm of all material things. Do you look at a stone and call it God? Do you plead with a pumpkin or post? Something in you says God is more, and persistently you press the search. Faith is a sensing within the spirit more than the feelings of the flesh. Feelings are made of deceptive threads woven by thought patterns in the mind. Faith comes to our spirits with the coming of Christ and stays there in spite of the fickle feelings of the mind. But how does God come if I don't have faith? He comes because you ask, and you would not ask had he not first implanted the faith. But why has he not responded to my prayers? He has, but you have not known that it was he. But I asked for health, and he did not heal. For wealth, and he has left me in rags. I sought for friends, and I walk alone. For happiness, and found only tears. The problem is not with the faith you possess, but what you perceive faith to be. It is not so much how God responded, but what you expected him to be. The faith that comes with the coming of Christ is not human confidence or feeling of trust. It is the energy of God empowering our spirits to be one with him for eternity. Human confidence feeds on evidence and fluctuates with changing feelings. The faith of the Spirit feeds on God, and he remains in us, as changeless as he. So divine faith is the product of the Spirit, the result of coming to God. Human confidence is the product of the mind and the result of convincing evidence. If we think that faith is a matter of feeling, that certainty and confidence are proof that it's there, and that its fragile existence is vanished when countered with feelings of doubt and despair, or if we think faith lies in achieving and getting from God whatever we seek to grant us prosperity or freedom from pain or health or companions or anything we ask, then we have not understood the meaning of faith or the difference between the spirit and mind. Feelings are made of the stuff of the mind. Ignorance and illusion, knowledge and error, are the dubious sources from which they all come. The spirit and mind are often in conflict, so says even the Apostle Paul. Much goes on within our minds that never will touch the spirit at all. As the body may be weak, and yet the mind may be quite strong, so the mind may be weak while the spirit is strong. Remember, the spirit is the fortress where faith stays secure. The mind is a battlefield where nothing is sure. Be vigilant and wise, says the redoubtable Peter. Satan, as lion, is ever near to snatch from the mind its peace and trust, to falsely contend that God is not there. But God has not left, though the mind deceived is certain that he has gone. Think you that he is so weak he must run before the roaring of the lion? God will never leave you nor forsake you. To think that he has is Satan's lie. But you cannot test his presence with you by what you see with human eyes. No, it is not a lack of faith that is your problem. It is misconceptions of what faith ought to be. It is measuring faith by human standards of trust and putting weight on what you think or feel.